Today, documentary films are experiencing a major renaissance, and for good reason. But why are audiences increasingly choosing fact over fiction?
Is it a dearth of realism, like endless comic book sequels and end-of-the-world action movies? Are viewers choosing authentic storytelling over spectacular visuals and far-fetched plots?
Or maybe it's because docs f***ing rule. Hi, I'm Parker Romaine.
And I'm George Chen.
And we host SupDoc.
We didn't go to film school. We're just two comedians that dork out on docs.
And since 2015, we've been recapping amazing documentaries with comedians, actors, and filmmakers like legendary comedians Dana Gould and Todd Glass.
Musicians like Yacht and Dan Deacon.
And even media stars like Jesse Thorne and Francesca Fiorentini.
The AV Club called us enlightening, and Boing Boing said, SupDoc is a great idea for a podcast.
So find us wherever you get your podcasts or join us at supdocpodcast.com.
And follow us on social media at SupDoc Podcast.
Podcast. I'm Jacob Rubin.
I'm Jessica Baldoni.
And we're going to start off not talking about current news. This is literally the conversation we were having. And then I was just like, this is great. Before we get into it and reveal all our information, reveal all our opinions, we should just get into it. We're going to talk about vampires right now.
I love vampires.
They're such an important part of speculative fiction. Mm-hmm, they appear every character you can think of has had some dealings with vampires at some point. There's an alternate reality where Batman's a vampire. Mm-hmm. Morbius is coming out at some point, probably. Ooh,
we're going to get into that later.
Yeah, we'll get into that. Buffy is one of our favorite things.
Yes.
Real
quick, Buffy is back on Hulu. Not the show, nice. The original movie.
Oh, with Christy Swanson and her horrible politics.
Does she have horrible politics?
Yeah, you can Google it later.
All right.
Yeah. the movie's great.
Okay.
And where is the show streaming right now? Last I checked, it's on
Hulu.
Oh, okay.
As well.
Last I checked, Buffy, Angel, and Firefly were all streaming on Facebook.
What?
Facebook was like, they wanted to get into the streaming game.
Ugh.
So they were like, we're going to start off with this in our library. And that you could watch you could watch any episode on demand for free. And also you could do, like, watch parties with your friends where there would be, like, a channel that was just showing all of Buffy in sequential order. You could just jump in and start watching.
I see.
Yeah. That's didn't weird. Work.
No.
Because if it did, you'd probably know
Facebook,
about it.
Including anything that has to do with my family.
Yeah. Yeah. God, I just imagine if you were on Facebook and someone, like, wanted to message you that it said, Jessica Baboni is currently watching iRobot You Jane, Season 1. Never mind, I don't want to talk to her. Her life is over. This is...
It's true. I did start watching that lava show last night, so my
life is... Lava is fun. I'm liking it.
I'm also watching 100% is Hotter on Netflix. My life is over.
What's that?
It's a... reality show that's from Great Britain where I thought they first took regular people and then made them 100% hotter. So
they just take hot people.
They just take celebrities, mostly hot, big boobed reality TV star celebrities, and then make them quote unquote 100% hotter.
Okay, here's the thing. If you're going to take someone who's on a reality show and put them on another reality show, that's not we got a celebrity. That's we got someone who's already on a reality show to be on a second one.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's.
But I'm still watching it. Why? My brain has turned to mush, that's why.
Yeah.
Anyways, vampires.
We both watched Love is Blind.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah. And it was good. I mean,
good is relative.
I don't care what anybody says. That was some compelling storytelling. When she showed up at her own wedding with no family, walking down the aisle with gum in her mouth, I was like, this girl is a legend.
Oh, I've watched so much bad reality television recently.
It's been really easy. Anyway,
vampires.
So the common thing about vampires through all of media is that they don't have the same powers. That's not a common thing. That's not how common things work.
No.
But they're always depicted as having, like, different abilities. So in your mind, what standard vampire? We're not talking Dracula.
I mean, he is the best vampire.
He is a vampire, but I feel like Dracula...
Until Buffy killed him.
But then she didn't really kill him.
That's true.
Yeah. I feel like Dracula has, like, extra powers because he's, like, extra good at being a vampire, mm-hmm. for whatever reason. But I'm saying, like, somebody just got bit, they just turned into a vampire. Mm-hmm. What can they do? What's, like, the vampire starter package in terms of powers?
Sure. Well, super strength.
Sure.
Right?
Well, how strong? Like, can they lift a car?
Maybe a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah.
They can lift a car to get it off somebody.
Yeah.
All right.
Obviously, well, are we talking just abilities or, like, abilities? They're also, like,
weaknesses?
Weaknesses,
yeah. Sure, weaknesses, too, yeah.
Yeah, obviously, so sunlight kills them, right? Yeah. I don't think they can turn into mist or to bats.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Yeah, I don't like that. That's a Dracula thing.
Sure.
Yeah,
for maybe
sure.
Like, I think it'd be cool if they established that the older you get, like, you kind of level up. Like, after you've been a vampire for 50 years, okay, now you can turn into a bat.
Right.
100 years, you're a wolf. 200 years, it's a swarm of bats.
A swarm of bats. Yeah. What about the mist? I like the mist a lot. That's, like, upper echelon and be like 200 years.
Okay, so that's very challenging.
That's very challenging.
Very high up. Okay.
Yeah, because then, like, you could get under doors, like, to get your victims.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's definitely higher up.
Right.
Yeah.
So I think the thing that everyone agrees, the basic stuff is, like, enhanced human, quote unquote, just, like, stronger, faster, whatever. Yeah. Are the fangs retractable?
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
What about, this is a common one, like, sort of a hypnotic aura.
Oh, the glamour.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Is that, like, in your mind, a standard?
Yes, I think that should be a standard, because that's their prey, right?
Right.
You have to attract your victim somehow.
Mm-hmm.
Does it make you instantly beautiful? No.
No. We need to have ugly vampires.
Yeah, you have to have ugly vampires.
Yeah. I mean, there weren't any on Buffy.
No. but their faces got ugly when they turned.
Well, when they, like, vamp up, but then when they're, like, their normal human state, they look like they did before.
True.
As we learned from, what's his name? Xander? Friend who died in the first episode?
Dylan?
It was like a normal name. It was like, these are my friends. This is Cordelia and Xander and Willow, and I'm Josh.
Was it Josh?
No, it was something.
Dylan?
It might have been Dylan.
It might have been Dylan.
Yeah.
I also feel bad that I don't know that. How many times have I watched that episode?
That he was played by Eric Balfour, which is not a fact that I need to know.
No. Yeah. Definitely not.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I'm going to look it up because it's bothering me. Balfour. Okay, so I think that, yeah, mist is like, you know, like, I think that any vampire, like any, being a vampire is like being a magical being.
Right.
And you can learn to do more things. Like, vampires can learn how to, like, have certain abilities, but they have to, like, practice them.
Yeah.
Same way that you can learn to do magic and shit.
I'm also not really sold on the animal changing properties as well.
Yeah, that part always, I was like, well, we have werewolves.
Yeah, exactly.
And other transforming things.
That's like a
things.
Special, just like a...
His name was Jesse.
Oh, it was Jesse.
Just a normal name.
That's my name. Maybe because I don't want to be associated with him.
Maybe.
Ugh, we'll never forget that again. Yes, I will. I'm going to forget that tomorrow.
That fucking rules.
Fuck that guy. We don't like him anyways.
Yeah.
Did he get turned into a vampire or he just dies?
No, he gets turned into a vampire like the first episode. Darla turns him.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Yeah. Why don't we just do a Buffy, like, rewatch podcast? Why are we talking about... I mean, I guess we like comics, but I feel like we like Buffy more than we like... No, maybe not.
I know, I might.
Okay, sure. Yeah. At this point, I don't even know anymore.
Yeah. Though, actually, there is a new Buffy comic this week.
Oh, the new... What was that, Willow?
Willow.
Okay.
Yeah. I didn't read it.
Great. Well, I'm putting it in my notes anyway.
I plan to, though.
Right.
There's two amazing covers, but...
Well, we've never talked about this Willow series, so just give us the gist. What's the series about? What makes it different than...
Well, Mariko Tamaki is writing it, for one, who's local.
Oh, nice.
And we like most of her comics that she has put out.
Did she do Laura Dean Keeps...
Sure did.
Yeah, Laura Dean Keeps Breaking Up With Me. I just read that for the first
summer.
Time. I've not read that yet.
Okay, well, that is also great.
Mainly why I picked up Laura Dean Keeps Breaking Up With Me is because I thought it said Laura Dern Keeps Breaking Up With Me. because the font is not clear one way or the other.
Yeah, yeah.
But it is a really, really good gay love story, sort of. Like, gay romantic comedy, kind of.
Yeah.
Not comedy, really.
No, not really comedy.
Yeah,
it had some funny moments.
Yeah, it has some movies. And it really, I feel like, even though it's definitely like modern teens with their smartphones and their... Shit.
Damn them smartphones.
Yeah. You know, I could not relate to being a teenager today just because of the speed at which your life could become ruined.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Like, yeah. I had camera phones when I was in high school.
I did not.
Yeah.
My life was still ruined.
But, like, if you got a picture of somebody's boobs or butt on it, you weren't sure if that was what it was.
Very grainy.
Right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or wiener or whatever. Yeah, it was...
Dick pics a thing still back then?
Yeah, but it was just harder to send them. Like,
it came at a very slow rate.
Like, it'd be loading, and you'd be like, it'd be a third of the way down, and you'd be like, oh, god damn it. And so you didn't have that, like, surprise factor, which I feel like is a lot of reason why horrible men do that.
Right.
For the shock. But if you see it coming, it sort of, you know, buries the lead. We're going to have to delete this episode.
Oh, yeah.
Mark this one as explicit. They're all marked explicit, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, don't let your children podcast.
Not for babies.
Or anyone.
Who is this for? Okay, let's talk about the Willow comic.
Let's talk about Willow.
Yeah.
So, I have read the new Buffy series from Boom.
Sure. The reboot series,
yeah. And Willow starts off gay.
Right.
And a witch.
Okay.
Also, I was uncomfortable with that at first. Not because she's gay. Not because there's anything wrong
with
that.
Just because she didn't come into it.
Yeah,
you didn't get to...
And so I guess they explore that a lot more in this series. She also starts off on a plane at Sunnydale Airport.
Oh, this is number one.
Oh, okay.
I thought this was like a series that had been going for a while.
No, this is the very beginning of this.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. So yeah, they're just going to explore more of that. She's also a goth. Too in the very beginning of the series,
sure,
too.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, I don't know, I kind of want to see my Willow develop.
Yeah, like from like bookish nerd to like,
yeah,
you know,
to super cool
leather crop tops.
Lesbian.
Yeah.
Yeah. But in this, she's going to go study with like a witch basically in this series. But I really like Mariko Tamaki's writing, so I'm on board with this.
And this art is really cool and clean.
And the art's good, yeah. The artist is Natasha Bustos, who did, Moon Girl, Devil Dinosaur.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Nice.
So, good creative team. And we're going to have to pause for a minute because the vet is calling me.
All right, we will be right back after this break. And we're back.
Yeah, we're recording.
Yeah, we are recording. Yeah, this is our first time using a new recorder, so bear with us. We can do exciting new things now, like take breaks and leave bookmarks in places that we'd like to delete.
Yeah, and hopefully it'll sound better.
Yeah, so if you think, wow, that part was really shitty, remember that we could have deleted it.
Also, the vet found a foxtail in my dog's nose.
This has been Vet Watch. New segment.
Yeah. Oh, that's all right. I had to stop.
It's time
for letting the listeners know.
It's time for How My Dog's Doing.
We've talked about my dog several times on this podcast, if not hundreds of times. There has been hundreds of episodes right now.
That's true. Yeah. We've been, I mean, how many, what are we up to, like 400 or something?
No, not that many.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we did 200. You know, we had the big live podcast.
Oh,
that was
yes.
Episode 200.
Okay, so we're between 200 and 300 somewhere.
Yeah, somewhere.
All right.
When we get to 300, we'll have a party. I don't know.
God.
Another party.
If we can.
If we can. We're not all dead by then.
Yeah, I mean, now that we're going bi-weekly, we actually might have time.
Yeah.
Okay, so here's a question. Of the original Justice Society, which do you think was the least useful? So, for all our listeners who can't see this picture, the team we're looking at is Hawkman, so this is all the Golden Age characters.
Yeah, yeah.
Hawkman, Green Lantern, Dr. Fate, Spectre, Sandman, Flash, Our Man, the Atom.
So, the original Atom.
The original Atom, yeah. So, which one do you
think?
What
did he do?
Had atomic powered punches.
Oh,
and
okay.
I think that he got those.
Then definitely Sandman.
Okay. Because we got, like, the Spectre and Dr. Fate, who are, like, we don't even know the limits of their powers.
Yeah.
And Green Lantern's pretty close behind that.
Oh, yeah.
The Flash is faster than anybody. Yeah. Hawkman can fly, which already puts him above most people.
Yeah.
Our Man is super strong for, like, an hour, and then he gets sleepy.
That's shitty power still, though.
Yeah, Sandman, I guess he's got, like, his knockout gas. He does have the coolest mask.
He does have the coolest mask.
Unless you got Dr. Fate's helmet, which I think is pretty dope.
Yeah.
I've always liked Dr. Fate's helmet.
But that's all he can do. And his gun.
Yeah.
Which, not a lot of superheroes had guns. But he was just human, other than that.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And like Batman.
His sidekick could turn into sand.
He had a sidekick that could turn into sand?
Yeah, Sandy the Golden Boy or something. He later joined in like the 2000s Justice Society, and his name was just Sand, and he was made of sand.
That's a terrible name.
Yeah, it was pretty bad. As a kid, well, when I was reading those comics, I guess I couldn't say it was like a preteen or whatever when I was reading those. I was like, this is so cool. He's made of sand and he can turn into sand and he's got
like
sand.
Like Sandman?
Powers. Yeah, like Sandman.
Cool.
Yeah, from Spider-Man.
Right.
Yeah.
Not like.
But he also had like, Sandman. He also used the knockout gas and he had some weird connection to the dream realm. They kind of tied all the Sandman mythology together in this one character.
Right. Why?
Did I bring it up? I don't know.
Well, because that was right there.
Right.
We have so many things here upstairs, we can just grab things and then talk about them for an hour.
Yeah, well, I got New Mutants 100 within an arm's reach. But what's this new comic book?
Oh, this new comic book that I have that I've been flipping in my hand for an hour is Journey to Joker War. So this big thing that's coming out. Well, this is actually Batman Detective Comics number 1023. How is it that we're on 1023, by the way? It's nuts.
Well, they lumped everything together.
I know.
Yeah, but it is still very cool.
Also, Action and Detective have the same numbers now.
How's that work?
I don't know.
Well, Action was weekly for a few years.
Oh, yeah. So I guess that's
so it kind of caught up. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's odd.
Yeah. So I decided I was going to start reading Detective again because, first of all, the art is dope.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
I like that Joker. Oh, yeah, because we're getting the three Joker story.
Three Joker story.
Yeah.
Which I'm still not sure if it's going to be actual three Jokers or does he have just three split personalities?
I think what they're saying is this is a way to explain why the Joker acts so differently is that, like, but, like, depending on who's writing him, he's like, well, this is, more, like, it was actually three people all claiming to be the Joker.
Right.
And I think that's a really cool idea. Like, it could be stupid. Mm-hmm. But the thing that I really want in a superhero comics right now is new, because I feel like a lot of it is just, like, not new anymore. And this is clever, you know? Mm-hmm. I'm excited to see what happens.
Yeah. And also, there's a pretty cool Talon that shows up as well in the detectives from Court of the Owls. And I love the Court of the Owls story. That's what I actually would love to see in the next Batman movie.
That's been rumored. That's been bandied about.
Yeah.
And I think that if they're going to do new villains and Professor Pig is off the table, then, I think...
Court of the Owls.
Court of the Owls. Like, it's a succinct story. Mm-hmm. They could tie it into Gotham. It's great as a first story because it's about something that's existed in Gotham for who knows
centuries.
How long. Centuries. Yeah. So, I think that's a great starting point for a new Batman series. And we're getting one. Robert Pattinson.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good jumping off point, too. Because we don't have to just keep doing the same villains, kind of like in Superman, like we talked about last week.
Right.
2 weeks ago. Over and over again.
I do appreciate how, with a handful of exceptions, of course, but most Batman movies do new characters. Like, we've gotten two Joker movies, unless you count Suicide Squad and Joker. But let's not count that. In terms of movies about Batman, we've only gotten two Jokers, two Catwomen, Ra's al Ghul only once.
Once, yeah.
Who was in Dark? Oh, Bane twice, kind of. But then that's it. Like, we've gotten, they've managed to really stretch out and do all the different corners. And I think the new one they announced, we're getting Penguin. But we're over. We could do another Penguin movie. It's been long enough.
Yeah, and Riddler.
Yeah, same deal.
Yeah.
And the Riddler wasn't very good before.
It was not good.
Penguin
was very good. It's going to be hard to top that.
Yeah.
Yeah, Danny DeVito. They should have just had Danny DeVito come back.
Why not? Right? Yeah, I mean, they brought back J.K. Simmons to be J. Jonah Jameson in a whole different universe, so yeah.
no one could beat him.
You can't.
You cannot.
That really speaks to how, like, yeah, man.
Wasn't he Perry White, too?
No. In Man of Steel, that was Lawrence Fishburne.
No, not Man of Steel. In Superman Returns. Who is Perry White in Superman Returns?
It could have been J.K. Simmons.
Wasn't J.K. Simmons?
Let me look it up.
I feel like he was Perry White. Okay, anyways. Mad Hatter is in this issue, too, and it reminded me that we also have not seen Mad Hatter in any of the Batman movies. And I think, like, instead of bringing Riddler back, they should have brought Mad Hatter in instead.
Mad Hatter, but then, yeah.
Because just to get, you know, new villains and something fresher. They had Mad Hatter in Gotham, the show that was on, and it was a great storyline.
Hmm. Was there other, like, Alice in Wonderland stuff?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
There was
because that's something, I feel like people, if you're going to do Mad Hatter, then I feel like normies, as in people who don't really follow comics, will be like, well, if you're going to do Mad Hatter, where's March Hare? Where's Cheshire Cat? Where's...
Yeah, Jabberwocky, well, he left whatever. Clues like that, you know.
Okay.
And then, like, his sister was Alice, and, like, there was a whole thing with a virus that he was releasing in the city. But, yeah, it was a really good storyline.
Frank Langella.
Frank Langella.
Yeah.
I don't even know. That sounds familiar.
Yeah. Oh, no, you know Frank Langella.
Yeah.
Boom, that dude.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, that's a good Perry White. It was supposed to be Hugh Laurie, but he had a conflict because he was on House. I think he could have been a cool Perry White.
Yeah. I don't know. I think he's better.
Yeah. I like Frank Langella a lot. Yeah.
God, I swear I guess I'm just thinking of J.K. Simmons twice. And
maybe. I mean, he's the greatest. And they're doing friggin' Michael Keaton. Did we talk about this on the last episode?
We did talk about it. Okay. Yeah, I think.
It's old news now.
Yeah. We definitely talked about it. But anyways, yeah, Detective, I think.
So this is just the build-up.
This is just the build-up for Joker War.
Cool.
They didn't even talk about it in regular Batman yet.
Oh, okay.
So I'm guessing the next issue, they're gonna, like, really probably jump into it. This is just, like, the prequel to Joker War.
Yeah, they like to ease you in.
Yeah. And then we'll have three Jokers, I think, in 2 weeks.
Yeah. So who knows how they're going to interact with each other. I'm excited to see how they, like... Because I think we have, like, the classic Joker, like the Dick Sprang Joker with all the gadgets and the big coats and everything.
Yeah.
Then we have the psychotic Joker who cuts off his own face. And then what's the third one?
The Alan Moore.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Who's also just as insane.
Yeah,
but more methodical.
Kind of in between the two extremes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they have the Joker. Oh, no. One of them's the Joker fish Joker, too.
That's the first one.
That's the first one? Yeah. Oh, okay.
With, like, the hokey, silly bits.
He's not really silly, though, because he also tries to kill, like, everyone.
Well, they all try to kill people, but he's more like...
But he poisoned all of Gotham.
With the fish?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought the thing with the fish was that he put that in the river so that all the fish have his face on them, so now he owns them, and then he sues Gotham for selling fish with his likeness on it.
Oh.
It was like a weird, like, legal thing.
Yeah, but he also killed people in the process.
Well, I mean, you know, you can't, you know, you gotta break a few eggs. Like,
it got very dark.
Yeah, just I remember the Mad Love episode.
Right.
Where he's trying to kill Batman by dropping them piranhas, but he couldn't get the piranhas to smile.
Yeah.
So that's that Joker, the one who's like, I'm gonna do it, but I have to come up with a way to put my stamp on it.
Yeah. That's where Tim Burton got the idea from, too, was from the Joker fish when he uses the makeup.
Right.
Yeah.
The cosmetics and
the
everything.
Cosmetics, oh, yeah.
So good.
Yeah.
Love
it's funny
that
too,
Joker.
They're like, Tim Burton never read a Batman comic. I'm like, well, obviously he did.
Hey, he did. I mean, you know, you can do research without.
Yeah.
Yeah, he had a guy. Go
he
out
had
and
a
like.
Guy.
He's got a bunch of nerds to hang out in a room.
Also, last week, another comic I didn't really read, but I guess we should talk about it because it has so much. What's the word I'm looking for?
Hype?
Yes, thank you.
Sure. What is this?
Negan Lives.
Oh, Walking Dead.
Walking Dead. So there's been no Walking Dead for a long time. People are very sad. And then this comic comes out. Image sent us a gabillion copies just out of the blue. And they sent us two gold covers, two silver covers.
Oh, my God.
It was supposed to be one per store. We got extras. Anyways.
So Negan died at some point in Walking Dead.
No.
Oh, okay. The series ended with him having no character resolution.
Yeah.
So this is like the El Camino.
I could be wrong about that.
Oh, okay.
Rick died.
Rick died, yeah, at the very end.
Yeah. I don't think Negan died, though.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't know. I stopped reading.
It says he lives right there.
Well, yeah. But...
don't you know?
Yeah, all right. You got me there. Same artist,
I mean,
too.
He got... Yeah. I think he got... Well, because he kind of, like... You know,
is it a series or a one-shot?
It's a one-shot.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Because he kind of, like, resurrects himself and, like, makes him better. He, like, becomes good after a while in the comic. People love him. And they want him to be a better person, even though he's horrible. He does so many horrible things.
Yeah, when somebody creates a character like Negan, they want him to be a horrible, despicable villain. And then for the fans to go, what if he was a good guy, are sort of missing the point of what Negan is.
Yeah. At San Diego Comic-Con in 2019, Kirkman revealed that he was interested in someday revisiting the franchise in the form of a Negan spinoff. Negan is alive. He says.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so he is alive.
Maybe it was, like, left ambiguous.
Yeah.
And
well, a lot of the comic was left ambiguous. And he never even explained what happened.
Yeah.
Like, when they first announced that Walking Dead spinoff show, I thought the whole point was going to be like, oh, he's going to start from the beginning. Mm-hmm. We'll find out what happened.
Oh, then, Fear the Walking
Dead. Fear the Walking Dead, yeah. And then it wasn't. It was just another Walking Dead show.
Yeah.
Another bad Walking Dead show. Like, it starts off good, and then it just turns to shit. And it's just...
Yeah.
And they eventually melded them together, and they were literally the same show. Except one was in Mexico.
Yeah.
I don't know. But now Kirkman doesn't have anything anymore, so he has to keep putting out stuff like this. And
well, he's got firepower.
I heard that was good, though.
So did I.
It's okay.
Yeah.
I read it. It was...
I read the prequel. But I heard it was good.
Yeah.
Yeah, and if he needs a new project.
He does. Invincible's over.
Yep. I mean, Invincible and Walking Dead are two of the Image's biggest books, just in terms of length and sales everything. Yeah.
Oblivion Song, that's still coming out, I guess.
Although, I don't know if we discussed this, but we have, years ago, mm-hmm. we got a hot piece of gossip in the comics world in one of our interviews.
Was it from Kirkman?
No.
Oh.
That is a question that a lot of people have been wondering. Because, if you recall, very, very long time ago, we interviewed Brian K. Vaughan.
Sure did.
And Brian K. Vaughan's... We asked Brian K. Vaughan how long do you see Saga going? And he said it will last for exactly one issue longer than The Walking Dead. So we have an end point for Saga. We know how many issues Saga is...
Back then, Kirkman also told us in one of his interviews, when we interviewed him, mm-hmm. that... Walking Dead was going to be 250 issues.
And where did we end up? Just under 200, right?
Yeah, just under 200.
Okay, well...
So...
Saga has to be 250.
But it never went that long.
That's... Yeah.
He lied to us. Because he thought sales were going to be better and, you know, it was just going to go forever.
Was Walking Dead the sales are petering off?
I mean, yes. Hmm. Here it was, anyway. I don't know. We're not really the telltale.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm sure it was selling really well other places. But you know what I think it was? Is the ratings for the TV show were dropping.
Oh,
like,
sure.
Dramatically. And so they were like, oh, I think it's time to, like, pull the plug on this and find something else.
Mm.
Yeah. I mean, our sales were dropping. Like, we used to sell, what, like, 20 copies of Walking Dead, and they went down to, like, 13.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's a pretty dramatic drop.
Sure.
You know, people were getting tired of it.
Nearly 50%.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I'm sure it was dropping at other stores as well. Did you read anything this week?
I read that comic Dryfoot.
Oh, yeah.
That we got from that company.
Mad Cave,
yeah.
Which we're very supportive of that company.
They sent us some free copies, and we flipped through it, so we'll give them a review for the show.
Yeah.
Mad Cave, I mean Dryfoot, is about four teenagers in Miami who have four different lives and backgrounds, but they're all friends, and they decide that they're going to rob a notorious crime lord. And the first issue was just setting up the characters and how they know each other. This guy's the womanizer. This guy's the nerd. This guy's the, like, heart and soul, and he likes nerdy movies. Like, it's, the way that the characters are explained to us is very much like, how do we explain who people are in the 80s? This guy likes Dig Dug. This guy likes Friday the 13th. Sure.
Sure.
But the art is terrific. I very much enjoy the art. I don't know the names of any of these people, but the comic is called Dryfoot. I don't have it in front of me. It's setting up a cool sort of heist story. The very first thing that happens to these guys is they get the shit beat out of them by a rando because the guy who likes to hit on girls was hitting on the wrong girl, so her boyfriend beats up the nerdy one.
Oh.
Then we find out that the one who likes to hit on girls, he goes back to his house and says, hey, mom, and she's literally smoking crack and passed out on a mattress in the living room. So this is a comic that's not afraid to go dark and real, and not like dark and like grim and like emo, but dark and like this is just a fucked up living situation. And I feel like the character motivations are being built, and these all kids are all clearly... somewhat poor,
mm-hmm.
And I think it's setting up for a really cool and compelling story.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Awesome. Mad Cave, they've done some interesting books so far, and when COVID started, they reached out to us and actually really supported us through it and raised a bunch of money and then gave that money back to us.
Yeah.
For COVID. So that's pretty cool. Mm-hmm. So support them, go like them on Instagram and other, like, Twitter, Facebook, all that.
Yeah, if you want to check out a different kind of crime book,
yeah,
I recommend Dryfoot by Mad Cave.
Yeah, and definitely email us and let us know if you'd like us to order that book for you, if it sounds interesting.
Yep.
For comics news, first of all, I want to recommend another podcast. and they're pretty fun guys. If I could actually bring it up on my phone right now.
Real quick, before we move on, in case anyone's wondering why the comic is called Dryfoot, we don't know yet.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, it hasn't been revealed. I was like, what? Oh, Dryfoot, that's
a... Oh, is it like a... Is it a name for... Did you look up Dryfoot? Like,
I did
that
not.
Means? Maybe you should look that up.
Okay, I'll look it up. Let's see if Dryfoot's like a piece of slang. You tell us the podcast.
The podcast is called Deep Cuts. You can listen to it on Google Podcast. And they do a lot of stuff about comics and like weird, like cult movies. And it's also by another comic book writer. And yeah, you should listen to that podcast. They did a thing on Jared Leto this past week about his like weird 30 Seconds to Mars cult. Like he owns his own island that his like weird cult like goes to with like very young girls like going on that island. And, like, wearing weird cotton dresses like they're on, like, Midsommar. Every time I say Midsommar, I feel, like, really pretentious.
Oh, sure.
And gross.
Well, Midsommar makes it sound like a movie about going to the beach.
It does. Or, like, yeah, like, you're going, like, on a fucking vacation.
Yeah.
Like, to Florida.
yeah, really. That's not what the movie's about.
No, it's not.
In a way, it's about a summer vacation. Yeah. However, it's not.
But why do we keep putting Jared Leto in movies? Like, he's going to be in that Morbius movie, movie that nobody asked for.
He did win an Oscar somehow.
He did.
And...
For playing a trans woman.
And 30 Seconds to Mars was a somewhat successful band.
Were they, though?
I mean, they weren't famous because he was already an actor.
I mean, they're like 30 to 40-year-old men playing teenage emo music.
They weren't 30 to 40 at the time.
I think they were.
Okay, well, I don't know. How old was Jared Leto?
And like 40?
Well, but then he wasn't 40 at the time.
Was he, though?
I don't know.
But now he's been reportedly cast in Tron 3.
Right.
Right? And who's he playing in Tron 3? Is he playing the bad guy? Is he playing, like, the...
Well, if Bridges isn't back... Then
he
I'm,
has to be back.
I'm hoping that it doesn't
make them all young again.
I'm hoping that oh god, that was the worst part of the movie. It completely threw me out of it because he didn't look like it didn't look right.
But he was a computer generated character, right?
Right,
right.
But no one else was.
That's true.
Everyone else looked like had like normal skin with like pores, and he was like mannequin smooth.
It was weird.
Yeah, I didn't care for it.
No.
And I'm like in Rogue One when we how general like. You know, obviously, a movie set in that time period in Star Wars would have to have Grand Moff Tarkin in it.
Yeah.
But Peter Cushing's been dead for, like, 30 years.
Right.
So, what do we do?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That looked better in Rogue One. Like, Tron was, like, that very first. Tron Legacy was that very first experimental.
Yeah.
So, I think it would look better now. But, I don't know. I really don't want Jared Leto to be, like, the hero of
Well, he's not going to be the villain.
Why not?
I don't know. That's a good point. who did I really like who was in Tron Legacy? The British dude.
I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, he was on 30 Rock playing Wesley Snipes as like a really obnoxious...
Right.
Was he dating Sarah Silverman?
Yeah.
Or is that Michael Shannon?
No.
Whatever.
Whatever. Yes.
Yeah, pull that up. He was Rinsler. I remember the name of his character. Because he had, like, I really liked his scene when we meet him in the movie, the Daft Punk score. That was great soundtrack for Tron Legacy. And I hope they bring him back. I don't know. I don't get, is there really, like, Tron nostalgia? I remember.
There's huge Tron nostalgia.
But here's the thing. When Tron came out, I was in my early 20s, and I felt like there was a lot of people around my age who were like, hell yeah, we got Tron back. And I was like, this movie came out before any of us were born. We can't be, like, super stoked on this weird-looking, sort of hard
Michael
to
Sheen.
Follow. Michael Sheen!
Yes.
That's why I said Michael Shannon.
Yes. Okay. Tons of Tron nostalgia.
Yeah. Like, when I saw there's a roller coaster at Universal Florida, not at Universal, at Disney World, Florida. Mm-hmm. At Walt Disney World, I don't know why I have to say Disney World, Florida. it's a roller coaster, it does all the crazy loops and twists and everything, but you're riding it like you're riding a light cycle, and that looks cool as hell.
I know, I want to go on that ride.
But that's about the only, I don't know, I know all these people my age who were like, I got my Tron backpack, I got my Tron, like, disc thing that I can throw, and I was like, do you care, though? Like, I don't know, I just thought, it just seems so, like,
have you watched the original Tron?
I've seen the original and I've seen the remake.
Yeah.
Not the remake, but the. And I saw Legacy and I was like, this is cool, but like, I just was like, it's not like it's fucking the Ninja Turtles or something.
I don't know.
Maybe I'm in the minority
of
this one.
Video games, like, first, like, came on the scene. It was 1982.
That's
like,
true.
Atari. It got, like, really big.
The games were probably, like, a big part of that.
Yeah. It was a very Generation X, like, movie.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah, okay. All right. And Jeff Bridges.
That's definitely when you say it like that.
Yeah.
There was so much cooler.
No, that's from like, a weird parody of the Tron trailer. Never mind.
Okay.
I'm dating myself. This is that's a 10-year-old reference that one person will get and they don't listen to the show.
Who doesn't listen to the show?
No, she
My
definitely
doesn't.
My
friends are supportive.
Anyway, if you love Tron, you can feel free to tweet me at Jacob S. Rubin and tell me that you love Tron and I'll go, okay.
You win.
Yeah, you did it.
This sounds really cool. Terrence Winter, who is the creator of Boardwalk Empire, or one of the co-creators of Boardwalk Empire, is going to be teaming up with Matt Reeves to do a Gotham Central spinoff for HBO Max.
Oh.
And they're going to be in the same universe as the Batman, the new Batman coming out.
With R.R. Pattinson.
Correct.
Okay, cool.
And I've been saying for years, because originally Gotham was supposed to be Gotham Central, mm-hmm. and then they're like, no, we're not going to do
Baby
that.
Baby Batman.
Yeah. Which is like, ugh. That kid was terrible.
Yeah.
He, like, didn't look like Bruce Wayne, like, at all. I know he was a kid, but, like...
Sure.
You're like, that kid's not going to grow up to be Batman. Yeah. He looks like a beanpole. No offense to beanpoles.
No, but I'm taking. But, yeah, I think that the thing with the Gotham show is that, like, it's a prequel problem. Same as Smallville. Like, we know where this is going, and if you just keep changing stuff, then you're just going to alienate people and make people confused.
Right.
So.
Yeah, like Clark. I mean, I love Smallville. I'm rewatching it right now, as we talked about before. But... Like, he goes to Metropolis and, like, starts at the Daily Planet, and he's still not Superman.
Yeah.
For a very long time.
I mean,
in the
Lois
show.
Showed up.
Yeah, yeah.
I remember when Lois came into the show, there was all these ads and, like, comics and everything that were like, it was only a matter of time before Lois. And I'm like, no, it isn't. Yeah. Not only a matter of time.
We know when she comes in.
Yeah. If the show had ended 5 seasons in, then we would have been like, oh, I bet he meets Lois in the season 6 that doesn't happen.
Right. But then there's, like, 9 seasons.
It just kept going.
Yeah. And then the whole thing with, like, Lex and Lana, like, falling in love, and you're like, that's fucking weird.
Didn't Lana leave the show before it was over?
Yeah, she did.
Okay. But Lex
Thank God. Yeah, Lex stays.
Okay. Lex is there the whole time.
He's great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But Michael Rosenbaum, he should have had a better career.
He should have, yeah. Yeah. He was a really good actor.
He was only in, I can only remember one movie he was in, Sorority Boys.
Me too. That's the only one I can remember as well. I think he was in more movies. Also, he had hair, and it was very bizarre.
Yeah, it was weird. And he was the voice of the Flash on Justice League.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah, which was awesome.
Good for him.
He was so good.
Yeah. Still, maybe he'll come back later.
And then there was the episode of Justice League, I think it was Justice League Unlimited, where the Flash and Lex Luthor switch bodies.
Oh, so then he gets to play Lex again?
He's still voicing the Flash, but it's the character
Luthor?
Of Lex Luthor, yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Aww.
And that's maybe the best episode of Justice League Unlimited?
I never watched it.
Because it's Lex Luthor. Lex Luthor, or the Flash and Lex Luthor's body try to pretend that he's Lex Luthor, whereas the Justice League, because they have Martian Manhunter to read his mind, and so they know it's him.
They know it's him, right?
So it's two completely, it's not like they have to fake it, it's two completely different, it's awesome. There's a moment, this is the last thing I want to say about this episode, there's a moment in the episode where he's in the bathroom, the Flash, like Luthor and the Flash's body's in the bathroom, and he's like, well, while I'm here, I might as well find out who the Flash is, takes off his mask, looks in the mirror, goes, I have no idea who this is.
Oh, did you hear about Batwoman, too?
They recast her?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, and why Ruby Rose left and all of that.
I don't know why Ruby Rose left.
Okay, so in case our listeners do not know, so the CW Batwoman show got renewed.
Right.
So good for it.
Good for
first
it.
Of all. I tried to watch it and was not the biggest fan of it.
Sure.
Mostly because of Ruby Rose, actually. So she left reportedly.
Was she Australian?
No.
She doing an American accent?
Yes.
Was it good?
No.
Okay.
She's terrible. That's why I did not like the show. The rest of the characters were great, and they did the whole Alice storyline from Rucka's book. And, yeah, that was great. She is not a good actress, and she was getting, like, a lot of shit, like, on social media, also for being a lesbian, which the character is, and she's also a lesbian, and then people are like, she's not lesbian enough, and, like...
What is that?
I don't even know what that means.
Whatever.
Yeah, it's so stupid. So she just said she doesn't want to be in the spotlight anymore. So she just left the show.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's part of being an actor or an actress, you know, like you're going to be in the spotlight and like people are going to give right. you shit.
Especially if you're going to, I mean, especially comic book shit.
Yeah. Like, and it's hard, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if I could do it. Like, it's, or just turn it off. Mm-hmm. I think you just got to turn it off, right?
Like, comics fans, if they don't like it, can be very toxic.
Vicious.
Yeah. So it's yeah. really not, especially toward women,
oh,
obviously.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So it's really not, if you don't think, I mean, like, I remember hearing about someone who was nervous to join the cast. They got, they auditioned for a Star Trek show and got it. Mm-hmm. And they were like, almost had second thoughts. I don't remember who it was, but they almost bailed because they were like, what if they don't like me? I don't think I can handle the harassment.
Right. Yeah, of course. Yeah. So yeah, she just decided she didn't want to do it anymore and left the show. What I was worried about was, the new woman who was cast, her name is Javica, I think. Javicia?
I saw it, yeah.
Javicia? We'll say Javica?
Sure, I don't know.
Sure, okay. Yeah. Leslie. They're just canceling Kate Kane now. She's no longer a character.
Oh, she's not stepping into Kate Kane. She's a different character.
New
okay.
character. Which, I mean, they're... So, you know, Kate Kane is white. This woman is black.
Right.
So it makes sense to not...
Just like, say, Kate Kane, you look the same. Yeah. Well, here's the problem.
So that makes sense, I guess. But I am a little sad that Kate Kane is just going to be gone from the...
I don't know. I think they could have just said, like, it's Kate Kane. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, they could. I mean, they have done that before in other shows.
Yeah, Iron Man 2.
Yeah.
I remember thinking when Don Cheadle walks on.
Yeah. They make a joke of it.
Robert Downey goes, Rhodey? And he's like, it's me. I'm here. Let's move on.
Yeah.
Like, and I was like, oh, that's both makes sense in story. And the fans being like, that's not Terrence Howard.
Yeah.
Terrence Howard wanted too much money.
Yeah.
He wanted more money than Robert Downey Jr. That's the rumor.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe not. Equal rights.
I mean, he's good.
Yeah.
Terrence Howard is a really good actor. And then there's some, I think he did something shitty.
He did, I think so too.
Okay, yeah. So maybe then it's okay that he wasn't in it.
Yeah. He hasn't been in like anything since then.
Yeah. But the thing is, and I know, not separately from Aronis, but like people should be held accountable for their actions, but he was really fucking good in Iron Man.
He was really good in Iron Man.
And he looked... I don't know. He looked more like what War Machine looks like than Don Cheadle, but Don Cheadle was great.
Yeah.
So I can't complain.
Yeah, and he's Don Cheadle.
Yeah, Don Cheadle's good in everything. He was on Marc Maron like last month or something.
Yeah.
And he's the most charming, cool dude.
Yeah, and what has Terrence Howard been on?
Yeah, nothing.
Nothing.
<Yeah.
laughs> Hopefully they didn't cancel him for some reason.
Yeah.
Unless he did do something bad. Unless, in which
I,
case,
think,
yeah.
I think he did think do something particularly else. Awful. Yeah. I don't want to say without looking it up, and also I don't want to look it up right now.
No. Yeah. And that's the podcast, Capus Podcast way.
Yeah.
I don't want to do the research.
I don't want to do the work today. So who'd win in a fight, the Spectre or Dr. Fate? I'm picking up the same comic book. You guys can't tell.
I'm gonna go the Spectre.
Yeah, the Spectre, because he has the power of God.
He has the power of God.
Okay, here's a question. I just posed this to Robert, who works here, and Stephen Koo, who doesn't. But here's the question. If Marvel or DC came to you and said, we want to Planet Hulk somebody, we want to take a character who's always been on Earth, take them off, throw them on some other planet, and just have them recontextualize in a completely alien environment. Who would you do it to? Just first person that comes to your mind.
Repeat it one more time.
So Planet Hulk.
Okay.
You don't have to explain why it happens.
Okay.
It could just be like, you know, Zeta Beam, Adam Strange Zeta Beam, but they don't go to Rand, they go somewhere.
Uh-huh.
Then they drop on some foreign alien world.
Am I picking the world or the person?
I'm picking the person.
Okay.
So who do you think would be the most interesting character? Because the Hulk managed to become, like, the ruler of a planet.
I still don't understand that.
But it's like, in a world where they don't have to worry about, like, realism or humanity, where it's like, we can do anything. It's a alien world. We can do anything.
Yeah.
Have him be the king, the ruler, and then get the fleet, and then take the fleet back and do World War Hulk, a storyline that I liked.
Yeah.
So, if you were to do that with a different character, who do you think would be dope?
There's so many.
So, my first
thought... are we talking about, like, a fight? Just, like, a big fighting character? Or, like, any character?
Anybody. Like, so, the one that I thought of was Wolverine, because I think Wolverine...
Boring. Overdone.
Okay, sure. Yeah. Then the one that Steven sent, which I think was very cool, was the Spectre.
Yeah, I love the Spectre.
Because the Spectre, his whole thing is like, or I guess this could apply to Ghost Rider too.
Spectre versus Phoenix.
Oh,
we're doing Marvel versus DC.
Yeah, that's like a real tete-a-tete. Because, like,
We both have Phoenix, powers of God.
Phoenix could smite out a sun. Mm-hmm. I feel like the Spectre, I think his power level fluctuates depending on the villain, the evilness of his opponent.
That's true.
Phoenix killed a billion aliens, so yeah. Therefore the Spectre, yeah.
But sometimes she's not evil, too.
Well,
so it depends.
I mean, the Phoenix Force is so complicated because all these different people have wielded it. It wasn't Jean that smote out the planet. No. It was the Phoenix Force.
Right.
Using Jean as a conduit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
So that gets tricky.
Yeah.
What were you going to say that you thought?
Oh, so the Spectre on a different planet, like, Stephen was like, what if this is a society that has completely different rules to humanity? How would his powers work?
Right.
Like, a society where there is no property, ergo there can be no theft.
Right.
So what's the Spectre avenging? He's the spirit of vengeance, but what is he?
Ghost Ghost Rider is the spirit of vengeance?
Oh, shit, you're right.
Yeah.
but I think they called him the...
They did, I think, as
the
well.
Angel of Vengeance or something.
Yeah, something similar.
Also vengeance.
To that.
They're kind of the same character, except in design.
Yeah. very different.
In, like, mission, they're basically the same, but in, like, a mission and sort of abilities, because they're, like, magic shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Except that Ghost Rider's from hell.
And
very evil.
What a dope crossover, right?
That would be cool.
How was that not... Ghost Rider and Spectre didn't fight each other during the Marvel vs. DC crossover in the 90s, but I think that would have been perfect. Probably
been cool.
No one in the 90s cared about the Spectre.
No.
Superboy fought Spider-Man.
It was until, like, 2000 that Hal Jordan Spectre series came out, which was great.
Yeah.
And everyone should read that. It was really good.
Hal Jordan as a Spectre was such a great idea. Now we don't even have a Spectre.
No, we don't.
Yeah.
Yeah, they keep canceling that. Every time, like, they try to do one, it immediately gets canceled.
Well, I heard that, I think it was Denny O'Neill in the 70s when they brought back the Spectre book, and it was, John Ostrander. No, Neil Adams. No.
Was John Ostrander.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Denny O'Neill, editor of DC at the time, got mugged. And was like, I want a character who will turn criminals to fucking dust. Because I'm sick of this shit. Oh, God. And that's why we got those great Spectre stories.
Back.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, he was a great character. Mm-hmm. Also, Dr. Fate is another one we're talking about. Also constantly gets canceled.
Yeah.
We get a good series. There was one that was not too long ago, and it started off great, and then immediately gets canceled.
I think
maybe 7 issues came out.
Yeah, I think that there's... The problem with Dr. Fate is that there's yet to be, like, a canonized this is who the character is.
Yeah.
Like, so many other DC characters... Mind Marvel have had, like, this is their series, and this is you can always come back to this. If you want to know who they are, you can always come back to this.
Yeah.
But Dr. Fate is so dense and complicated, and even rebooting him doesn't work because he is inherently, you know, the 5 different people who've had the helmet, and the deity, Nabu.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's just too much shit to wade through.
And is he too powerful, too?
I think it's more that his powers are just not defined. But then again, Doctor Strange's powers aren't really defined either.
Yeah.
Just Doctor Strange has, like... I don't know. I think Doctor Fate could do with, a good run on a team where he's both useful but doesn't just, like, magic the problem away.
Well, that's when he's on JSA usually, right?
I feel like whenever he's on JSA, he's, like... They only call him up when it's a magic threat.
Right.
And then he just shows up and throws onks at everything, and then the problem's solved.
Ah, onks.
Yeah.
Creator of life.
Yeah, and the story isn't just about Dr. Fate overcoming the problem.
Yeah.
It's about, like, how this is actually related to Dr. Fate's history and how, like, the modern stories don't use him as just like, all right, we have a guy, let's just use the guy.
Yeah.
You know, does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay.
It would be a good movie, though.
Yeah, yeah, let's do a movie.
Let's do a movie.
Let's have a Dr. Fate movie.
Yeah.
It could. I mean, the helmet would sell like crazy.
Totally. He could show up in, like, Shazam, because they're going to do, like, the...
Sure.
Yeah, right? Like,
yeah.
Going to do, like, the Egypt backgrounds for that,
They could have him be, like... I mean, it would be a weird blend of mythologies. I feel like a lot of the fans would get upset, because that's like, no, you have to keep the Fawcett stuff separate, but, like, fuck him. yeah, have him, like, function as... sort of an archaeologist, like a sidekick to Doctor. You know, that'd be a great book, Shazam, Dr. Fate, team up.
Totally.
Taking on magic threats with, like, you know, we got the brawny guy and the brainy guy.
Right.
Oh, well, obviously this is what should happen.
Right, and then, because then they're going to have to defeat Black Adam,
yeah.
Right? Yeah. And he's going to need a little extra help.
Sure.
Yeah. Throw him in there.
Throw Dr. Fate in there.
Yeah, and then he can get his own spin-off movie.
Yeah.
Perfect.
We solved it.
We totally did.
And he doesn't have to be white because it doesn't matter.
Yeah, yeah. That definitely doesn't matter.
Yeah, he could be Egyptian.
He could actually be Egyptian.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was always a weird thing. Kent Nelson.
Yeah.
His name can still be Kent. But
Kenneth?
Kent, first name Kent, last name something else.
Yes, yeah. We won't get into that.
We won't get into that.
I did want to bring up the recent passing of
Ennio Morricone.
Morricone, yes.
Yeah.
Who?
Ba-da-da-da-da.
Yeah, because he lived to be 91 years old. Mm-hmm. It's pretty amazing. He just won an Oscar.
Yep.
For Hateful Eight, right?
Oh, that wasn't like an honorary thing.
No.
Oh.
Yeah, he won the Oscar.
Oh, okay, legit.
Yeah.
Good for him. I mean, he probably also has an honorary one or two.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah. did he do the score for Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, too?
I doubt it.
Okay. Well, he did a lot of scores. Yeah, John Carpenter, Brian De Palma,
mm-hmm.
Quentin Tarantino, Sergio Leone.
I thought John Carpenter did his own scores.
He did, but he did the score for The Thing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. So amazing film scores. Mm-hmm. I have a bunch of them on soundtrack.
Nice.
They make really nice, like, vinyl for him.
Sure.
Like, pretty colored vinyl. That's the one I have The Thing on.
Right.
That's why I know that.
You collect the colored vinyl.
I collect the colored vinyl.
Did you get the Ghostbusters one that's slime green?
Yes.
I nice.
That one. Yeah.
Cool.
Also the Alien one, which is also a slime green. Well, it's like the spit.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Oh, did they make one that's the same for Jurassic Park? It's the same color as that spit? Oh, that's black. That's what Final already looks like.
It's just drippy black.
Right. It'd be cool if it was colored like the Barbasol can.
There is a Jurassic Park one. I don't.
Oh, nice.
Oh, I think it's like a caution tape.
Oh, that's neat.
Yeah.
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 I just got a record player.
Oh.
So now I have, I've been picking up records and everything. I got a bunch of Bowie stuff and, Elton John and Billy Joel. I went through,
let's
like,
just
someone,
name
someone
Jacob's
else's collection.
Records.
Yeah. It's great having a record collection.
It is cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Being
so
able
you
to put
have
it
to
on.
Lug it around.
Yeah, it's super lightweight and it's a Bluetooth speaker.
The
made by Crowley.
Player?
The Bluetooth speaker also, the record player also has it so I can play other music through it.
I thought you meant lifting the records are not super light.
Oh, no, records are heavy as shit, but the player itself is pretty light.
Right.
Yeah.
Is there any other news? Probably not. There's not a lot of shit going on.
Yeah, with everything's just kind of on pause.
Oh, this is good. Jurassic World Dominion. Studio denies shutdown over COVID cases. The dinosaurs are breaking out and giving people COVID, and the studio is denying it.
Right.
What have I told you about dinosaurs and COVID?
It's like... I somehow my phone decides when I get news alerts, and so it sends me news alerts for professional wrestling,
mm-hmm.
The Disney parks,
yes.
And cruise ship disasters.
Okay.
Because that's what I Google, I guess.
Right.
So it's been sending me all this stuff about how the parks are reopening, and I'm like, the best way for them to reopen is to don't do that. Just
right.
Stay closed.
Don't do that.
Yeah.
Like, especially Disney World.
Yeah.
We were talking about earlier. Like,
Florida.
What?
Come
what?
On, man.
Like, Florida, you have the worst cases right now, but you're going to open Small World? Like, I don't know why you would do this.
Don't do it.
They're going to ship all of those people into one park.
Like, I understand opening the shopping areas with distancing, because that's a little different. But, like, what are you going to have? The roller coasters running at half capacity? Are you going to only let in a certain number of people? Like, it's...
Only the richest people.
Well, and annual pass holders. So annual pass holders are like, oh, well, we should get first priority on things because we lost all these days of what we would go to the park. We paid for a full year, and now we've lost 4 months. And it's like, well, there's bigger shit to worry. I don't know.
Yeah, it's crazy. I just can't believe that people want to go to Disneyland right now.
Yeah.
And, like, how are they going
to
clean that every day? Like,
yeah,
like every hour?
Everything. Like crazy.
Everything.
Like, if they reopen, mm-hmm. there will be a huge surge in cases.
Yeah.
They call it the Mickey flu. And,
well, it's better than what they're calling it now.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Also, all the movies that have been pushed back right now, too.
Yeah. One of the comics you were just holding had an ad for Tenet, and I'm like, when?
I know. Well, they said, okay, so that was supposed to come out, like, around my birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I can remember, like, I think it was in January, or maybe December, I first saw the preview for Tenet. Super excited about it, mm-hmm. right? And then I was like, July? Ugh, that's so far away. Now it's July. And
right.
that was supposed to come out, like, next week, I think, pretty much. Now they're pushing it back. They said... August 12th is a new release date for Tenet. And I'm like...
A month from now?
A month from now.
No way.
That's the trailers that are running right now.
No friggin' way.
Yeah. And then Wonder Woman is supposed to come out this week as well.
Sure, no.
A bunch of other... Well, there's another superhero movie that was supposed to come out this week, too.
Well, I'm sure they... Well, Black Widow?
Black Widow was supposed to come out last month, actually.
The Bond movie still?
The Bond movie is December.
Okay, they pushed that way back.
They pushed it way... See, they were a little...
Yeah, that
hesitant.
Company was like, let's just be careful
let's
here.
Let's just wait.
Yeah.
So I was just like, when are we going to be able to see any of these movies? Like, they really don't want to release them digitally.
Yeah, because they'll lose a huge... Mm-hmm. That's a huge amount of money.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
Yeah. One day we'll see these superhero movies again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think we can call it from here.
Yeah.
All right, great. Thank you guys so much for listening. Be sure to subscribe and like and leave reviews if you have not done so already. My new podcast, Boo to a Goose, is going strong. The sixth episode went up today as of recording. Search for Boo to a Goose wherever you get your podcast. It's me and my wife explaining the origins of British slang terms. It's very cute.
Aw.
Yeah.
That's cute. I have nothing going on.
Okay, great.
Buy beer.
Oh, yeah. Buy beer
at Ghost Town.
Ghost Town Brewing.
GhosttownBrewing.com.
In the heart of downtown, uptown.
What? Where it's in West Oakland.
West Oakland. In
you
the
don't
West
even know where I work.
And I've been once because I was paid to be there.
That's true.
Good pinball selection.
One day you'll be paid again, hopefully.
Yeah, that was going to be like a regular thing.
Yeah.
For a minute, I was like, they never texted me back about doing more bingo games. They must not want me to come. Oh, no, there's a pandemic.
There's a pandemic. I think that's it, yeah.
Cool.
Okay, cool.
I've been Jacob Rubin.
Jessica Balboni.
And we'll see you next time. Bye.